You know, people forced him to leave. And one can only imagine this would leave the Thessalonians to have a couple thoughts. It's like, why did people run Paul off? Can you imagine, you know, what kind of thoughts they'd be going through? If somebody just kind of impacted your life, and then all of a sudden people forced them to get out of your life, you would be thinking probably two major thoughts. Is either he was telling the truth, or he was lying, right? Pretty much so that, you know, like, were they trying to protect me by running him off, or were they trying to hinder me by running him off? You know, Paul wanted them to know, to absolutely know, that he wasn't just another false religion, that he was telling the truth, that he was caring about them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Jesse, can you read it?
This reason we also thank God for ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
All right, so this large group of Thessalonians, they got it. They saw Paul as just a messenger. He was just a messenger. The message was sent straight from God. You know, it wasn't man's wisdom. It wasn't man's logic. It was better. It was much better and more long-lasting. They could see the effectiveness in their lives, in their brothers' lives, in their sisters' lives. You know, the proof was in the pudding. Anybody's ever heard that? It's an old saying, no? What it means is that it's tested. It's lived. They lived it. They saw how it changed them. They saw how it blessed them. You know, even though they were persecuted because of it, because they believed in God, they couldn't stop from knowing the truth. Right? No matter what people threw their way, they knew it, and they knew they were blessed for believing in God. Isaiah 50, verse 7. Lily?
For the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed.
So Satan will use threats and humiliation to try to sway people away from God. The Thessalonians, just like here in Isaiah, they set their faces to be like flint. Now, not hard and chippy. I'm not talking about a physical appearance. But people, does anybody know what flint is? Yeah, what is flint? It's kind of like a stone.
Yeah, like,
but you could, you obviously, you could use flint. Huh?
Minecraft.
Oh, you can make things, right?
Yeah.
In Minecraft.
Yeah.
What do you make from flint?
Flint and steel to make fire.
To make fire, right? You could flick it and it'll start fire. But they also made flint, even the Native Americans here would use flint to make arrowheads. Right? So the arrowheads is what flint was typically made for, or spearheads. And the reason people did that is because it was strong. It was, you could shape it, but it would not bend. It cannot bend. The Thessalonians would not bend to threats, or it would not be ashamed of what they were doing. The 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 14 through 16, Stephen.
For you, brethren, became imitators of the church of God, which are in Judah.
In Christ Jesus,
for you also suffered the same thing from
uttermost. Yeah. So Paul's hoping to comfort, you know, he's always hoping to give people information so that they feel better about what they're doing. He's trying to comfort the Thessalonians by telling them they're not alone in this persecution. Yeah, persecution happened, but they're not alone. You know, in fact, they're on that same list of people who got persecuted as the Lord and Savior Jesus. You know, he was persecuted by his own countrymen just like the Thessalonians are. Thessalonians were getting nasty looks from people they've known their whole life. You know, friends, family, it's because they were going against their old ways of worshiping a wooden idol, of praising gods what didn't do anything or couldn't help anything. But of course, there were those who did not want change. You know, feared change. You know, they were stubborn and opposed that change, what was happening. Persecution, because the Thessalonians believed in the one true God of Israel. Yet most of these people in Thessalonica were not Jewish, they're Gentile, right? Because they're over by Greece in more Europe than Asia. They were Gentiles, and their fellow Gentiles were persecuting them. But also in Thessalonica, there was a large group of Jews. Now, they felt like you had to be Jewish. You had to be Jewish in order to be saved, because God would not save anybody like a Gentile. Why would he do that? They weren't happy with Paul because he talked to the Jews, because he wanted to save the Gentiles. He wanted to save the Gentiles and believed that God's going to save the Gentiles. Just like Jesus, fellow Jews didn't want change and opposed him, these Gentiles were opposing the Thessalonians. And just like the Gentiles in Jesus' day didn't believe in God's love, you know, to the Thessalonians, the Jews didn't believe God's love would include the Gentiles. You know, the way we know if it's God's love is God's love doesn't have limits. You know, if it's not just for these people, but not those people. You know, it's for all people. It has no limits. Those who put limits on God are not with him. They're actually going against him. That's not a good place to be, because it actually says, you know, those, it's don't come to them to the uttermost. You know, God's don't come against them. So that's not a good place to be. 1 Peter chapter 4, 12 and 13. Jesse.
Beloved, do not think it strange fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy.
Alright. So typically our first thoughts on these verses, it does sound strange. Right? It says don't think it strange, but it does sound strange, right? You know, trials, when we go through trials, typically most people will think, oh, well, God's not happy with me. How can a God of love send me through trials? Doesn't he care about me? Has he forgotten about me? And 100% for sure, it doesn't feel joyful. But we need to think about it. And we need to kind of dissect this as far as we need to think about it. Is it better to do right and get a little bit of pushback, or do nothing and get forgotten about? You know, when people see God in you, see that you're doing God's work, We know that we're doing the right thing. Yeah, and sometimes we might get some pushback, but we're doing the right thing. We're not hiding God's love. We're displaying it. You know, and that's a good place to be, and that's the joy. Sorry. That's the joy, you know, is to know that we're doing the right thing. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16. Lily?
Brethren, have been taken away from you for a short time in presence, not in heart. Endured. More in
eagerly
to see your face with great desire.
You know what? We need to focus not on the persecution. We're focusing on the fact that we're glorifying God. Right? Be joyful and unashamed of the fact that those around us see God through us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17. Stephen?
You read that one already.
Verse 17?
Yeah, that's the one that's up there.
Maybe. That's what I thought. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16? Did I add that? That's why I thought it sounded... Okay, so let's back up. 1 Peter.
Yeah, 14, 12, and 13.
I should have looked at the bottom. It's like, what was I thinking? Why did I put that first? All right. I'm sorry.
So you got to read it, Gary.
I do have to read it. My bad. So, yet, if anyone suffers as Christians, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. That's what I was talking about when he was talking about focusing on the persecution. Focus on the fact that we're glorifying God, right? Be joyful in that we're glorifying God. Not being ashamed, right? We can't be ashamed of that because we're doing the right thing. No matter what people say. You know, and people will have said things, and they might say things to you. I'm not saying, and I don't know for sure, but people will try to make you feel, oh, that's silly that you do that. It's like, no, that's the right thing. Don't try to make me humiliated. We're doing the right thing. Then 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17. Yeah. I'll just go ahead and read it because it was my screw-up. But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short period of, or a short time in presence, not in heart, endured more eagerly to see your face with great desire. So what Paul is talking about is he really wants to see them. It's only been a short time. You know, you have to endure this short time, but in his heart, it hasn't changed his heart. He still wants to see them in person, right? He's letting him know this, that it's not because he doesn't care he hasn't been there. He's always praying about him. He's always thinking about him. He wrote this letter to show that to them. He's telling that he will be back. He knows in the heart of the hearts that he will be back in a short period of time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. I think we're back on track. And Stephen.
Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us.
So, even Paul. Now, Paul, if we think about it, he did a lot of great things, right? He did a lot of things. He was a great worker of God. You know, God definitely was working through him. Even Paul, Satan will attack. Satan will lie to. You know, Satan hindered Paul from going back to Thessalonica. Now, most scholars believe, because if we read in Acts, we hear about this guy named Jason. You know, he kind of helped Paul and his comrades, and he kind of like gave them a room to stay. But when the riots happened, when they were forcing Paul out, the ministry, I'm saying it wrong, but the people in charge of that Thessalonica, what they did is they took Jason, and then they pretty much imprisoned him, and then they released him. But when they released him, what they did is said, well, if this riot happens again, if this stuff keeps on happening, we are going to kill you. So because they were going to kill Jason, Paul was hindered from going back. So Satan was hindering Paul through this action. But Satan could not stop Paul's letter. Paul did not stop because of setbacks. He pushed forward. He knew, and we know this, we know that Paul pushed forward because of everything he wrote, because in the book of Acts, we see that he does make it back to the Thessalonians. He makes it back there. Satan will not be victorious. Sometimes we need to have a little hindrance, or we need to push through that hindrance. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 19 through 20, Jesse?
For what is our hope or joy? For you are glory and joy.
So Paul did not remember the Thessalonians as just somebody, oh yeah, I knew those guys. You know, he remembered them as his joy, as his crown, as a winning achievement, his victory. It gave Paul joy to know the Thessalonians, to know that he helped them out, that he gave them instructions that would bless them, right? And even if they were struggling, he knew that this would bless them. You know, it also gave proof that Paul was doing the right thing. You know, helping others and spreading God's word. They gave Paul hope that they stood strong and they continued on spreading God's word. You know, long after Paul was gone, they continued on, and that gave Paul hope, knowing that it wasn't that he was so important, that he was the main instrument of God. He knew that God and God's word was the important thing. He knew that he needed people to help them with that importance. He knew that he needed them to take the lessons he learned from God and to pass them along. Paul knew that he couldn't do it on his own. We need help. We need others. And that's why we need to help others, and then they'll help us. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 13 and 14. Lily? You know, we can't let Satan trick us. We can't let him try to humiliate us. We can't be ashamed of the truth. We need to embrace it, and we could test it by seeing how it affects us. You know, how it blesses us. And we need to pass that along in love. And anybody want to close?